Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
WrestleMania 40 is here, almost. I mean, there are going to be a few more matches that will get announced, but because it is just around the corner, it's time to put on your nerd caps, sit in your nerd chairs, and join me, the ultimate nerd, as we try and book this thing, and then obviously get it massively wrong. Let's go. So we will start with the big stuff, because of course our night one WrestleMania 40 main event is going to be Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes taking on The Rock and Roman Reigns. Then we get to night two, where we get Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns for the Super Duper Mega Undisputed Championship. And of course, the rules could shift around here, depending on what does happen on Saturday night. So in terms of our two evening WrestleManias, this is the first time where we kind of have one match that influences the other. I like it. Now, the most obvious thing we can do as well, which is why we should do this, is have The Rock and Roman be successful in that tag match. Because then when we do fast forward to 24 hours later, you could have all the shenanigans and you could overbook these things like crazy. Sometimes that just makes all the sense in the world. Don't ask me why, it just does. It also means we can be there going, oh, how is Cody Rhodes going to overcome all of this? Because Jimmy Uso will be there, and so does Sokoa will be there, and who else knows from the bloodline? When all of a sudden, we can merge the narrative we have been telling for the last couple of years, because Cody's Avengers can show themselves, and this could be a Seth Rollins, it could be a Kevin Owens, it could be a Sami Zayn. I mean, the Tribal Chief has pissed off a lot of people. Why wouldn't they want to come out there and sock it to him? And this is where we do have to take a quick detour as well, because I think all this may tie into another match. Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. That's right. Now, we do have a small curveball, because recently CM Punk was like, oh, hi, I'm going to be at WrestleMania. So that gets me confused. But a big part of me, this part right here, is kind of starting to think Drew is going to win that World Heavyweight Championship after assistance from the Bloodline. I mean, that would just mean that Rollins has extra sadness on his shoulders, because he can be like, oh, if I'd only stopped them on night one, this wouldn't have happened, which is why he does re-emerge for that main event, because he's like, damn it, you line of blood, now I need to kick your ass, and I'm doing it right now. Now, hey, that guy just happens to be Cody Rhodes. The Punk thing does make me think twice like Celine Dion, though, because if somebody is going to help Drew become the champion, maybe it could be him, even if it is by accident, because then McIntyre has to come out on Raw and be like, well, you know, I did win that title, but that guy I hate, well, he helped. I mean, Punk can even do this on purpose if he wants to. It's not like he likes Seth Rollins either. In fact, he hates that guy. So I think that's very much dependent on what the forward plan with CM Punk is. I don't think he's going to be able to be back too soon because of his tricep injury, so you don't want to go too far. And of course, the other positive for the Bloodline helping Drew is on that occasion, when he does come out to do his big Raw promo, he can just ignore this totally. Because as we do know, while he does tell the truth, he's also become a massive hypocrite. All these Bloodline attacks also do tie into this big main event on Sunday, obviously. Because now, given the last few weeks, I cannot figure out what WWE is going to do when it comes to The Rock and Cody Rhodes. Because I was convinced that Dwayne Johnson was going to be a mole in the Bloodline so that we could end WrestleMania with Cody and Dwayne dancing around together. But screw that, these two have cut such good promos on each other, even if it never actually happens, we should store that away in our back pocket in case The Rock can come back or he finds the time. I need to see that fight. Either way, though, I do think The Rock needs to be somewhat responsible for screwing over Roman Reigns. Because, of course, then when we get to SmackDown, the Tribal Chief can be like, what were you doing, supposed cousin? You just dicked me over. Because, look, you think we're not going to do The Rock versus Roman eventually? Of course we are. It will probably be at WrestleMania 41. You know Dwayne Johnson. He likes to plant those scenes a long-ass time out. I get there is a lot of overbooking in there as well, as already mentioned, but we do have a lot of masters to serve here, because every single person that has been involved in this storyline, well, they have to get their comeuppance, otherwise, why did it last so long? I do think ultimately, though, as long as we do see Cody with that championship when WrestleMania comes to a close, then everyone is going to be happy, apart from those few naysayers that hate everything, but also it will give you that warm and fuzzy feeling in your tum-tum. We all seem to have forgotten about this. That's the point of WrestleMania. It's meant to culminate when you go, oh, I'm so happy. You don't watch it to be sad, do you? Again, there is an answer to that. I don't want to talk about it. Going off that point as well, I guess we'll throw it in here. Because there is a contingent that is all like, no, Cody must lose, and Seth Rollins should screw him over. I'm just going to make this very clear. What is wrong with you? I mean, this is like watching a Disney cartoon when Scar just goes, and he stabs Simba right in the face, or Gaston gets a shotgun and he blasts the beast's head off. I mean, it can work sometimes, but ultimately, do you want to know why some conclusions are obvious? Because it's the obvious thing to do. We also kind of toyed with this at WrestleMania 39, and in retrospect, I think WWE did very well with it. But you don't want to annoy your audience too much. And by going, he didn't win again for the second time, well, you're just setting Cody Rhodes up for failure. And you shouldn't be doing that. He's the hottest white meat babyface they've had for ages. We should be lighting a fire under his ass. I also think it would be a massive help for Roman as well, because when he does lose his championship, not only can he start portraying a brand new character, but it also opens a new door for him to tell new stories. I mean, if you do it correctly, all of a sudden, a few months down the line, he can become a babyface, and all of a sudden, he has a bunch more different opponents that he can go and work with. I mean, he has gone through everyone. I just don't think you want to miss the optimal timing, and I know people go, what about Hulk Hogan's title reign that he needs to beat? No, he doesn't. At this point, it's just numbers. And he's already in the top five list. I mean, that's absolutely incredible. No one's going to take away his flag.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
Now, there is actually more to this as well, because when you do run through this card, you can be a mega geek and go, wait a minute, WWE could actually change every single title should they so want to. You do want to keep some bullets in the chamber, though, because again, you do have Raw and SmackDown to book when WrestleMania is over. That's why I'd go up to Rhea Ripley and say, listen, Rhea, you're going to keep that damn title. I still think Becky Lynch should win it down the line, maybe at SummerSlam. But if you do this and surprise everyone, the Rhea Ripley that we know now is going to become an even bigger star, because once again, she can walk out on Monday and go, ha ha ha, what did I tell you? No one can beat me. I'm the nightmare. It also means Becky can start doing something after Mania as well, and there's a bunch of other programs you can jump into. I don't think it's going to affect her, really. She's Becky Flubbing Lynch. She, too, is a megastar. It also leaves the door open for Bayley to defeat Io Sky for that championship, because Bayley deserves her WrestleMania moment, which is exactly the same for one Sami Zayn. He can become the Intercontinental Champion, and this is basically another Roman Reigns situation. Gunther has held it for long enough, and even if he does get defeated, if in a week he was in the main event scene, fighting for a world championship, nobody would care. He's just too good. It also means finally Sami can get a proper run on the main roster with a singles title, and of course, who's already waiting for him is Chad Gable. I want to see that feud. I also do find that it makes the United States Championship very interesting, because of course, it can go one of three ways. Either Logan Paul retains it, or we give it to Kevin Owens, or flubbing Randy Orton. Now, I can understand any of these, because Paul is a one-of-a-kind talent that we should keep pushing. Kevin Owens is so underrated and so undervalued, and before he does call it a day, he needs a run as the World Heavyweight Champion, or the WWE Champion. And when it comes to Randy, I mean, he's already a bona fide Hall of Famer. So if you give the US title to him, well, in 2024, we can start doing with that championship what we did with the IC title and Gunther, although this time we give it to Randy. Got it? Good. If you wanted to make the argument that right now, when you do look at the US title and the IC title, the IC one is a little bit ahead, yeah, I'd agree with you. So maybe it's time to start focusing on the other one. You also don't need to over-egg the pudding here. Just take what we did with the Ring General and paste it all over the Viper. That sounds weird. It would also very much be a situation where the man is making the title and the title isn't making a man. But once again, because it is Randy Orton, if you treated this in the right way, you may even get to the stage where it can headline a pay-per-view premium live event. That should always be the aim. There's more connections here as well, because we are going to have brand new tag team champions. Mostly because I believe the reason we are doing that ladder match is because one set of titles is going to Raw. The other one is gonna smack her down. It just seems like the easiest way to end this thing, in the sense that Raw team grabs one and the SmackDown team grabs the other. And while I definitely would give one to the Awesome Truth because they deserve it, the other could go in any direction. I mean, maybe give it to Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne. I also think that those teams don't have to hold either championship for a long old time. And again, if 2023 was the era of super duper long championship reigns, then I think you want to change it up a little bit in 2024, just to remind your audience, you never know what's going to happen. But definitely don't make that noise. I also think it's a really creative way to do this. And look, I'll be the first person to hold my hands up and say, I don't actually like it. I'm much more of a there should be only one world championship or one tag team championship. Otherwise, when you're talking to non-wrestling people, they're like, what do you mean there's two world champions? Like, yeah, you just got to deal with it. Well, to be fair, you know who screwed that up first? Boxing. Outside of this, LA Knight should beat AJ Styles, just because I think there's more we need to do with LA. And when it comes to Jimmy Uso versus Jey Uso, you got to give the nod to Jey. That's no offense against Jimbo, who definitely does not get the credit he deserves. But out of everything the Bloodline did do, turning Jey Uso into a mega single star was one of the best things. So let's drive up this momentum. And to be honest with you, we've got a lot of time left this year. At some point, he should be getting a championship. I mean it. There, of course, will be more matches announced as well. We have to do something with the women's tag team titles. But I'm a bit worried about this at the moment. Apparently, Oscar is injured. Ruh-roh. And the main reason that would suck is because nobody wants to be hurt. But also, the women's tag team championships absolutely need to be defended on WrestleMania. We are still rehabbing these things. And we've got to shine a spotlight on it. So I hope if those ones do change hands, we actually give it to a proper team. And not people we've just thrown together. And actually, when you do go through WrestleMania 40 on paper, and I mean this from the bottom of my tootsie toes, I think it has the potential to be one of the best WrestleManias ever. And look, trust me, as a man who has recently gone through every single WrestleMania for another video that will be live soon, some of them are terrible. Don't mean that in a horrible way, but overall you kind of scratch your head like, man, that went in a really weird direction. So if WWE does get everything right here, then I think it could be totally fabu. I mean, ironically, it does have one big story tying it all together. For the love of everything, we have to finish that story. Why has everybody forgotten that a story's meant to have a last chapter? But yeah, all things considered, I am very excited about this, and hopefully I have got my booking right here, otherwise I look like a bigger geek than I already am. But you know the most important thing. There's a comment box down there, and I need to know what you think is going to happen at WrestleMania XL. You can also click the video on the screen, which is me talking about more WrestleManias, because why wouldn't you want that in your life? Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. But mostly, just sit there and start going, blah, 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 blah. I'm so excited. Otherwise, what is even the point of watching wrestling? Don't be a negative Nancy. Be a positive Pete. See you soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.